Thanks for connecting. And if you like what you hear, please share.
My background, Russ, is in real estate. Originally, I spent my 20s, about 10 years, building up a big real estate business. And I built it up to about 100 agents and employees, and I had a couple office spaces. Then 2009 hit and everything collapsed. And I went through a dark period of a couple of years where I went through not one, but two business closures. And after 10 years of everything working out great, all of a sudden nothing was working out. And that's how I got introduced to coaching, because I hired several coaches and had mentors who helped me get back on my feet. And
you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Today's episode brought to you by Haugen's Gallery, photography that makes you look good, specializing in personal branding. Also by the Oaks at Lebanon. For excellent senior adult living, go to the Oaks in Lebanon, Oregon. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. So glad to have you all here today. And we really value your time and the willingness to come and spend your time with us today. And I'm so excited about my guest today. I'm here with Mark Mawinney. And first, I just want to say hi to Mark. How's it going, Mark?
It's going good, Russ. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hey, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. So today, Mark and I are going to dive into his coaching of coaches, all of the things that he is doing, adding value to people, growing his business and their businesses, and directing people. So we're going to talk more about that and how he connects with different people, because, you know, this is all about how amazing people connect. And Mark is definitely one of those amazing people. So we're going to talk about that today. But first, I want to remind you, my name is Russ Hedge. I'm a coach, motivational speaker. I'm an inspiration specialist. I'm here to encourage you, inspire you to do great things with your life and your business. You know, there's so many people that ask me, you know, Russ, I have a great product or service, but I just don't know how to get people in the door to buy that product or service. That's where I come in, helping you learn to network and connect and grow your business by getting the right people in the door to your business. Also, I love to podcast, obviously, with Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag Russ Selfie. Have a new show live called The Experience, Live with Russ and Scott. That's every Wednesday, 7 a.m. live. I didn't mention the podcast released every Monday and Thursday by 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, just working with people and connecting. You can connect with me so easily by going to RussHedge.com. That's RussHedge.com. Easy as that. Has all my links to my social media, also to my email, my phone number, whatever you need. You can even schedule time to chat with me, and I would love to chat with you and get to know you. So that's enough about me. We're going to move on here to Mark. And Mark, tell us a little bit about where you came from, how you got into this coaching of coaches, and where you are today.
Well, I'm on the East Coast of Canada, so I've been here all my life. Beautiful part of the world, except January, February, I could do without all the cold and snow. But the rest of the time, it's great. And my background, Russ, is in real estate. Originally, I spent my 20s, about 10 years, building up a big real estate business. And I built it up to about 100 agents and employees, and I had a couple office spaces. Then 2009 hit and everything collapsed. And I went through a dark period of a couple of years where I went through not one, but two business closures. And after 10 years of everything working out great, all of a sudden nothing was working out. And that's how I got introduced to coaching, because I hired several coaches and had mentors who helped me get back on my feet. And that's where I started my coaching business in 2014. So here we are roughly 7 years later, having a lot of fun meeting people like yourself. And yeah, here we are.
You know, it's interesting because I know a lot of people in real estate, and I know that there's been a lot of the coaching that's very active and born out of the real estate industry. In fact, a couple of my really good friends that do coaching are real estate agents as well. Something I haven't ever been in the real estate end, but it's interesting to me, people, especially this year. So I'm newer in the coaching industry, even though it's really tied into my sales and marketing that I've done over the last 30 plus years. But as you dive into this, you know, there's a big learning curve of how to really, really connect with people and get those people in. And you are helping coaches. So you're coaching coaches. What made you decide to do that instead of just coaching people?
Well, for the first year when I was coaching, I had clients across the board, you know, some that were bricks and mortar type, Joe from Joe's Widgets, you know, not his real name, but, you know, someone who ran a gym and things like that. And what had happened in that first year was I had two clients who were coaches, and I honestly had more fun with them, and not to knock anyone else that I was working with, but it just seemed to gel. I liked working with coaches because you didn't have to sell them on the whole concept of coaching. They obviously believe in it. A lot of coaches need the help because they want to get out there and help people, but they feel a little bit icky about selling, or they don't want to appear greedy, or there's some issues there. And just something about that really resonated with me, helping them set up the programs and getting their offers out there and selling their offers and so on. So I decided, looking at it, hey, I enjoy working with coaches and it's going well. Why not plant my flag in the ground and focus on that? So even now, 7 years later, if I get someone approaching me who isn't a coach but wants help, I'll refer them off to a good coach like yourself. You know, I'm like, hey, I'm not your guy. I only work with coaches, but here you go. Talk to Ross or, you know, whoever. And that's been working well for me.
Well, that's awesome. I know that a lot of your business with helping the coaches out, you really love emails, email lists, and daily emails. I was listening to actually one of your videos you did about a year ago, talking about that a little bit. And I know that a lot of times coaches and just people in general with their business really are having issues with how are they actually attracting and getting to their audience? How are they getting to the right people? And you found success through the daily emails and email list.
Yeah, exactly. I just checked as of today, I've done 1,740 straight days of emails because it was April of 2016 that I started doing them. So someone says, are they working for you, Mark? I said, I would not have done over 1,700 straight days if it doesn't work. That being said, it takes a bit of a leap of faith, because I know I felt this when someone from your great state of Oregon got me into daily emails, Ben Settle. And when he first told me, I knew he was a big fan of them. I thought, oh God, I can't do daily emails. I'll piss everyone off. They'll, you know, unsubscribe. They'll throw rocks through my window and they'll hate my guts. But I said, well, I have nothing to lose. Cause at that point, back in 2016, I'd been doing emails the same way as pretty much everyone else for 2 years, you know, once a week, maybe twice a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. And they were boring. They're designed not to offend anyone or whatever. I said, yeah, I got nothing to lose. So I said, I'll take the filter off, start emailing daily. And sure enough, results started to come in from it. And here we are many years later, and I haven't missed a day yet.
So that's 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny because I have some people say to me, yeah, Mark, you got me into daily emails. I said, oh, great. 7 days a week. They're like, well, I do Monday to Friday. So I get my calculator out and it works. That works out to, I think, 71% of the week. I said, that's not daily. It's like getting to the 2 yard line when you're with the football, you're almost in the end zone and then stopping, you know, daily is daily, you know, push through and do 7 days a week.
Well, you really inspired me with that. I get your daily emails. I'm part of your coaching jungle. And I got to be honest, I get so busy. I don't read them all, you know, but I was reading a couple last night catching up. And, you know, I like the fact that they're short and concise. They have some good information in there, but that's one thing that I've tried to do with emailing is make it impactful, but and interesting, but not make it long. Cause I know what I'm like when I go into my email, if they're long, I'm probably not going to read any of it. If they're really super long.
Yeah. There's an author. He wrote a book, Writing Without Bullshit. And he has an iron imperative. He said, treat the reader's time as more valuable than your own. So the approach I take is if someone like Russ is giving, it may only sound like a minute or so, what's a big deal, but if they're giving a minute or two of their busy day to actually open it up and read the email, make sure you're giving them something of value. Now, I don't do really heavy teaching in there or anything like that, but I'll tell a story or, you know, might give a quick little nugget or something that will make them think. Then I transition to invite them to take the next step. So it could be to a program of mine, could be to an interview like this. It could be to any number of things. But I think that's important as well. If you're doing the daily emails, I know sales or selling is an ugly word, but make sure you're selling in there. You're inviting them to take the next step.
That, well, it's really, like I said, it really inspired me because I have been doing the weekly email. I mean, I have got my email list that I'm growing, and yeah. I usually mine circled around either my podcast, my live events, and my, you know, whatever other events I'm doing. It's more event driven.
Yeah.
But it's inspired me because I've been on a journey for, I'm trying to think, the last 8+ years. I'm the kind of guy that has to, when I commit to things, schedule it in, not because I'm a super scheduled and type A personality. I'm exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
And if I don't commit and do it on that kind of schedule, it won't happen. Yeah. And so you've really inspired me to commit to doing daily emails. And I want to put that together. I just have to get my system together and do it. But I'm also the kind of guy that when I do it, I'm going to jump right into it. So I appreciate that. I know that you also are having masterminds and are involved with that. Something else that I have started to take on. So tell me a little bit more about the mastermind.
Yeah, I mean, for years I did group coaching. I ran a bunch of group coaching programs. I liked it, but I was starting to get a little bit, I'm ready to mix it up. And after enough time, I did 18 or something in a row. So I started doing masterminds at the beginning of 2020. And there's something about a mastermind that's special because there's a certain type of energy where it's not just the Mark show, me talking all the time or most of the time. There's everybody gets hot seats on the calls and there's ideas going back and forth. And there's a reason why Napoleon Hill and some other greats talk so highly about masterminds is that they're something that they don't have to be something where you're traipsing into the woods with a couple of friends like Henry Ford and Edison and all them. They went on these adventures out in the woods. Just like this with Zoom, there could be four of us or eight of us here, and the amount of energy going back and forth, ideas and bouncing ideas off, getting feedback and so on is very powerful. So it's been going really well with the mastermind. I'm a huge fan of the format, and I think more coaches should be hosting masterminds, but also participating in masterminds.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I'm assuming you have several going on now.
Yeah, we've got, it started off with three and then something called COVID hit in March of 2020. So it was full disclosure. It was filling up. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to have 5 or 10 running by the end of the year. COVID hit, a few people were like freaked out and said, Mark, I got to pull back because my business is on hold, they said, or whatever. And that's fine. So we end up merging, you know, some of those groups together. That being said, I'd like to do more of them. I have a friend in Tennessee and he runs 15 groups of 10 men in his, and he's like 150 in his masterminds, which just blew my mind. Like, yeah, I'd love to be doing that. I'd need some help running them.
Is that Iron Sharpens Iron?
You got her. Yeah. Aaron Walker. Yeah. Yeah.
So a good friend of mine, actually my live show, Live with Russ and Scott, The Experience, Scott is in Iron Sharpens Iron.
Yeah,
he's with Aaron Walker. And Aaron's doing incredible things.
He is. He's a great guy. I had an opportunity to meet him. We were speaking at the same event in California a few years ago. I'm not a particularly tall guy, but I met Aaron and I had to look way up. He's 8 feet tall. But a super guy, you know, nicest guy you'd ever meet and just very giving and stuff. So he's the one that got me on the mastermind train, so to speak. And I have to credit him for that.
Yeah, no, I think it's incredible what he's doing. I just like love his whole platform. You know, I being a man of faith, I've actually been in the music ministry for years on top of all that I do. And so I know that their mastermind is really faith driven. They're not all that way, but that's also something that really appealed to me. We're really looking, I think masterminds are incredible because I think pretty much anybody that's doing anything is either in a mastermind or getting one going. And so that really also attracted me to all that you were doing. So, well, listen, it's hard to believe, but our time is always already wrapping up. I wanted to make sure that you gave us your contact information where people can get in touch with you, get involved with your coaching or the mastermind. So where do they get in touch with you?
Well, naturalborncoaches.com is a central hub where you find the podcast and everything else. So it's naturalborncoaches.com. Junglemastermind.com is for the mastermind. And also, I have a Facebook group. There's about 20,000 coaches in there, including yourself. So thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you.
That's called The Coaching Jungle, and that's at thecoachingjungle.com. We'll get you there.
Yeah, and there's great information in there. Like when I'm in there looking at what people are going through, I think so similar to what you talked about in the mastermind, sharing, collaborating, encouraging, and helping each other. And it's the same thing in your group, the Coaching Jungle. People are actually throwing stuff out there, ideas, getting help. You're helping people. And I just really appreciate that.
Yeah. No, thanks for being a part of it.
Well, thank you. And again, I just appreciate you taking time today. And for all of you out there watching, thank you so much for spending your time with us today. You know, we know that there's a lot of places you could be spending your time, a lot of ways you could be spending your day. So we value you and we hope we brought you value. I know that Mark brought me value and I appreciate him so much. And so I just want to say thanks so much. Have an awesome day until we see you again. Have an awesome day and an awesome life. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.